what an honor, what a privilege it is to be here back home again. I missed you all. It's such an honor, Brother Joseph. He told me the other day, he says, this week, he says, just give me a call sometime. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I ain't calling. No, you got a job to do, and you're busy, and you don't need me just to just call just to be calling, just to how you doing, you know. And so I was reading my devotions, and right over there where a prophet of God told this man, he says, smite me. And he wouldn't do it. And, well, the man lost his life. I'm thinking... kept on reading devotions, and but what if he did? Ouch. I had a tug of war on me for 2 hours, going back and forth. I says, that's it. All right, this is over. Called him up, voicemail. I thought, thank you, Lord. Left the voicemail, hung it up, said, man, thank the Lord I got rid of that one, you know, I'm done. Then I got his phone call. The other day, he called me up, or texted me, he said, you know, I'm real excited. He said, I'd like you, he says, I think you'll be real excited about this. And he didn't tell me what it was. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I says, I'll be at the voice of God as soon as possible. And got up there, and he's all smiles, you know, Brother Joseph. And so he says, I'd just like you to go up to the PA tour, the Jubilee tour. And I just, it was just something on my heart. It was just like, yeah, I just felt so perfect about it, and got to go up there with Brother Jeremy and Brother John Wall, and man, I'm missing names, Brother Adam Evans, and there's other brothers, Isaac Toy, and many of, Brother Cannell, and, but what a, man, to walk up there and just to see how Voice of God Recordings does things, just everything's just perfect. Those brothers, just total harmony with the brothers. There was, I mean, it was just perfect teamwork. That's what I saw up there. Perfect teamwork. Everybody was just, I mean, just to observe that, it was just a wonderful thing. And I believe that's how it should be in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, is working together like that. I just love that. And to set everything up and get ready and to pray and to get ready, and I really missed you all, and I know you had great services, but we had great services too. We really did. Lord, was just as we have services here, it was just like that. And young people here in Jeffersonville, I'm really proud of you all. I say that with everything in me. You did bring your fire, your elixir fire that you came up there with. You were just right in from the very start. And it just drawed all the other young people in. And to see what happened Saturday night and Sunday morning, just to cap it all off, it was just, the Lord used you. The Lord used you. It was just great to see that. And to see how the same thing we experience here at the church, same thing we experience in those meetings. It was just wonderful. And I was telling my wife, I says, you know, it's kind of a bittersweet thing, because I didn't want to leave those services to see what God was doing in our midst. And yet I wanted to come back home. And I'm glad I'm home tonight. So just to see the work going forward, and I know, I just wish that every one of us could just observe, you know, those meetings. Just one of them, just one time. You'd want to send your children to it. I can't wait to send. If the Lord tarries, I hope the Lord comes tonight. But if the Lord tarries, I want my children to be a part of that too.
Amen.
To see what God is doing, this great message. And I was just touched. I was touched. And I'll just say one more thing. Time's getting away, and I don't want to go over my limit here. But Saturday night after the service, we're sitting, eating after church and everything, and we're having a fellowship and just having a good time. And I'm just being a young person. I was cutting up there with Brother McMaster's there, and I don't even remember what we were talking about, Brother, but it was fun anyhow. But anyhow, Brother, somebody mentioned a song, and Brother McMaster's, he got up and started marching around the table, and I says, hey, I'm getting up too. So I got up, and my wife says, are you going to get up and march around the table? I says, yes. I was there. I did it. Around that table we went. We went around that table and other people started going around that young, and then the whole building went around the whole building. Oh, and I mean, and it was a peppy kind of Pentecostal song. I mean, they were clapping their hands and going forward like that. And but then, you know what? And that was wonderful. But then somehow they just all stopped for a moment. And then the song changed. And then it come down like a worship song. And then it just drawed the young people. It was this big building. And then the young people just came together just like this. And then it began to be a worship. And the presence of the Lord to come down and just to water that seed. And I thought, you know what? I'm here too. I'm here too. Lord, water me. I got my hands up, Lord. I want you to fill me. You know, there was such an atmosphere in that meeting. Brother John Wall could tell. He could tell you better than I could. There was a man, a manager there. And he said, he started to weep. He says, how do you even do all this? He says, we've seen people come in here with long hair and long dresses before, but people talking about the word and the scriptures and the message and everything. He says, how do you do that? He says, right here. This is where you start, right here. You know, and it's just this message. The most powerful force there is in the world. Amen. Nothing can stop it. Says, quote, do you think that the Heavenly Father will be defeated in his purpose, even though Satan has done what he's done? It's an impossibility. He will not be defeated. And he's given us a perfect assurance that we will not have to be scared of anything. Amen. A need on your heart? Now, brothers and sisters, let me take one more minute, please. I'll get in trouble, but I just feel to say this. It's on my heart. Brothers and sisters, the angel came to Brother Branham and he says, if you can get the people to believe you, nothing will stand before your prayer, not even to cancer. If we could just right now as a body believer, don't wait for anything. Don't wait for anything, but right now, receive what God's promised you in this message, in this word, and accept it right now before you feel or see a thing. It doesn't matter. But absolutely take what God has given you.
Amen.
Yes, sir. So as we just bow our heads, Lord help us. Heavenly Father, just to talk about you for just a few minutes, Lord. Lord, that you are worthy of all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, because it all goes to you, Lord. We just can't help but, Lord, shout about it. We just can't help but clap about it. We can't just help but sit still about it. Lord, there's something inside of the inside just turning, Lord, that we just say thank you, Father, for meeting all these requests, Lord, that's been written down. Every hand that's been raised, Lord, and we, right now, we accept, Lord, those provisions that you've made for us. Lord, you've opened the account of heaven, Lord. You've given us the whole book. Lord, you've given us everything, Lord. Thank you, Father, for it. We love you and appreciate you, Lord. Lord, as we worship you for a few minutes and we hear that word, oh God, may you just sink it deep in our hearts and do that work that you said you would do in us. It's a finished work. We accept it, Lord. We love you, Lord. Bless this service in the further part of it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And
reach out and touch the Lord.
Faith that he has it all in his control. Amen.